from the Career Opportunities Archives. Get your life lean and mean, this time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for December 19th, 2008. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Only one more show left until 2009. Join us next week for a way to make the next year the best year ever. Subscribe now at welchwrite.com/career. welchwrite.com/career. Today's show, lean and mean in good times and in bad. Economies rise and fall with cyclical regularity, so this current slowdown will eventually come to an end. Yes, we'll all have to think different for the next several months or years, but fundamentally life continues as usual for most of us. That said, I'm a bit surprised by the amount of fear I'm hearing from my friends and peers. While I understand the issues the economic slowdown can cause, I'm not afraid for my basic financial security, but others clearly are. As I looked at the financial status of those around me, I realized that one reason I'm not as fearful as others is that my family was operating lean and mean long before this current crisis came to a head. Let me be clear that my current lean and mean status didn't come from some deeply thought-out plan in preparation for the coming downturn. Rather, it was simply a fact of life. Several years ago, my wife returned to school to get her master's degree and now her PhD in history. While we had a significant amount of savings from her work as a television writer, we knew that we were going to have to be more careful with our money to manage that time period. Not only would we have to pay for college, we'd also be losing much of her work income during that time. So, we cut back on a few luxuries we'd picked up over the years. Instead of gourmet, locally roasted coffee, we switched back to store-bought beans. Instead of eating out, we cooked at home more often. There was no great sense of sacrifice here. We just looked at those items that were wants instead of needs and trimmed accordingly. In fact, we probably trimmed more than we actually needed, but the additional savings were a great boon with no dramatic loss of our perceived standard of living. That brings us to today. Having already trimmed and managed our budget, the current downturn simply affects us less, unless things happen to turn even worse. We had already settled into a more austere mode, so there wasn't much left that we considered a luxury. That said, we still have some items that could be jettisoned if needed, so it's good to know we still have a financial buffer should the economy worsen dramatically. I realize that not everyone is as lucky to have life prepare them for a downturn before one occurred. You may have taken on more debt, bought a new home or a new car, enrolled the kids in an expensive school. Life deals us such hands on occasion. That said, though, you can still apply techniques to lower your financial exposure. In fact, even if you aren't currently facing economy-based issues, it's a good idea to think lean and mean just in case. In this way, you're prepared for whatever might come down the economic highway. As mentioned in my own example above, one of the first techniques to streamlining your finances is discovering the difference between want and need. The fact is, in America today, most of our basic needs are met. We have food, water, housing, and education. Everything beyond this could be classified as a want, but items like cable TV, cell phones, and internet connections allow us to entertain ourselves and, hopefully, educate ourselves as well. So, what could truly be called a want? For myself, I want a large screen HDTV, but I don't really need one. My house is too small to really have a place for it, and my current 27-inch CRT television works just fine. That said, if you review movies for a living or work in other areas of the entertainment industry, a huge TV might be a need. What's more important is that you use the want versus need method as the first method to streamline your finances. I find that if most people thought truthfully about this decision, they could avoid many of the financial issues they're now facing. It's hard to sympathize with someone who's complaining about their financial hardships while carrying a Coach purse. What expensive wants have you classified as needs? Do you really need product X when product Y will do? Does the $1,000 product really give you more enjoyment than the $100 one? I think you'll find that we can all become more lean and mean in our personal finances and get our own financial houses in order so that we're less affected by the ups and downs of the economy. Sure, life can often throw us a curveball, but if we've exercised control over those things we can control, those we can't control can be faced more easily.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.